for Instant Tea Media. I'm Josh.
I'm Garrett.
And this is G&J Real Talk. How was your weekend, brother?
Bro, it was an eventful weekend.
Yeah.
There was a good bodybuilding competition over the weekend.
Oh, Sam Sulik.
Yeah. Yeah, it was his first competition for Sam Sulik.
Did he win?
Yeah, bro. He won the classic physique.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's on to the Arnold now.
Dude, he's
that was like a qualifier.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's more insane, bro, because he does it without coaches. Like, I feel like a lot of people have coaches or they have people that, like, help them stay on track.
Yeah.
Or they just have, like, people around them that help them a lot and coach them. But, like, this new age of bodybuilding and stuff, bro, you see so many people just doing it by themselves.
Yeah.
And Sam Sulik is one of those guys. And he's such a chill guy.
Dude, a self-made man. I mean, yeah he kind of started just by, like, vlogging in his car. And then, like, people kind of, like, picked up. I enjoy his videos just because of how, like, instructional he is, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, thought out.
And he walks you through everything.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't assume that everybody watching his videos understands every single little thing that goes into being a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really good with the explanations and, like,
yeah,
explaining what's going on, why he's doing what he's doing, and stuff like that.
And he makes those videos very, like, calm.
Yeah.
And, like, chill.
You know?
Which, nothing about what he's doing is chill. He's lifting much fucking weight.
For how big he is, he weighs is actually crazy. Because he did the classic physique. So, like, the cutoff for what he did this weekend, I think it was 217. It was 200. It was in the 210s. I know that much.
How tall is he?
Sam Sulik is barely 6 foot. Like, I think 6'1", maybe. But he's just fucking ginormous, man. That's a big-ass man.
He's 23 years old. Born in 02, 5'11".
I'm giving him 6 foot. I don't believe in that 5'11" shit. I'm giving him 6 foot.
Yeah. He's like that. That means he's like in between me and you. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Okay. I'm 5'11". So I'm Sam Sulik's basically as tall as me, but he's like, what, 210 right now? So he's like,
well, that's not his standing weight. That was like the cut weight. He drunk a shit ton of water on Thursday and then, like, let it all flush out of his body Friday.
Okay.
And then, like,
so his bulking, I remember his bulking weight was like somewhere around like 380 or 280 or something.
Yeah,
like
he was pushing 300. Like,
Jesus.
I remember watching one of his videos and he was talking. He was like, he was doing like a pose and he was like, we're close to 300. But yeah.
He's so nonchalant with whatever.
Yeah.
He
doesn't seem like a typical bodybuilder at all, bro. No. He seems just like such a down-to-earth guy.
Dude, I feel like he, yeah, dude.
I took his advice on the cardio. Just throw on a show.
30-minute cardio?
Nah, not just the 30-minute cardio. Like, for me, when I do cardio, I hated cardio for the longest time. Now I'm starting to kind of feel it a little bit.
Did you do the bike?
No, I don't do. I do bike for warm up.
Okay.
And then I do Stairmaster and treadmill for like the cardio at the end and stuff.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I would just listen to music or throw on something motivational. So it's just like blasting in my ears. So I'm like, now
David
I'm staying
Goggins
on it. Yeah.
Shit.
Like something like that. Just to keep me motivated, bro. But like what I realized is when I was doing that, I was still watching the clock. Like, I would be watching the clock kind of counting down.
You got to throw a T-shirt over the clock, bro. You can't be watching it.
But now, I don't know. I'm one of those guys. If I really want to look at the clock, I'm moving the T-shirt.
The T-shirt's not going to keep me disciplined, personally. I know that, like, if I'm not looking at the clock, it's going to go by way quicker than if I am looking at the clock.
But that's why I started putting on a show. I've never been one to watch TV, but what I've started doing, I really grew up on WWE.
Okay.
So, like,
I
throw – Peacock has, like, a lot of the pay-per-views, like, the old-school pay-per-views and stuff. Bless
you.
So I'll just throw on, like, one of the Elimination Chambers or something like that. And, like, the build-up leading to the matches, bro, with their entries and all of that, and then them telling, like, the storyline of what's going on. Dog, that takes away, like, 10, 15 minutes of the cardio. Because what I do is 20 minutes of Stairmaster right now, And then I'll do 45 minutes on the treadmill.
Okay.
And it goes by so quick just watching one of those pay-per-views. So first off, Valentine's Day in Boulder, it's not a holiday, mm-hmm. bro. You got people taking their dates out to the bars. What are we doing?
Yeah. Well, that,
dude, that's a crazy. That's yeah. not a date. That's not a date, bro. You can roll the bars any day of the week. That's not a date.
Yeah.
I just hate the thought of Valentine's Day. Personally, I don't like it. Why do I gotta wait for a specific day to buy you chocolates, flowers, write you a card, take you on a romantic getaway? Like, mm-hmm. why I gotta wait till one day or your birthday? Like, I hate those things.
You don't want to do it whatsoever, or do you think?
No, I would do it. I love, like, I'm cringe when it comes to stuff like that. I love that stuff.
I got a balloon.
Yeah.
Like, one of those floaty ones.
Yeah.
I walked out of Walgreens with a Happy Valentine's balloon and a card. And I was smiling cheek to cheek. I was like, I can't wait for her to see this shit.
See, but I'm like, I don't like to wait for a specific date. I like to do it, like, out of the blue.
Like
out the blue. Yeah, not like a, oh, I'm waiting till Valentine's. I'm waiting till February 14th to do this.
Yeah.
Nah, I want to be able to do this, like, on a random day, like a random weekend in January where neither of us have anything to do that weekend. We're just chilling. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do a romantic getaway or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't get why we got to wait till a specific holiday.
And also, I feel like it's, like, a pressured thing to, like, task to do it rather than like, oh, I get to do this, you know what I mean? Because when you're, like you said, when you want to impulsively do a getaway, it's an exciting thing where you're getting all the stuff, you're getting the flowers, you're excited,
mm-hmm.
and then the Valentine's Day, it's like a task. It's like, fuck, I have to do this.
It's like, I have to do it because it's the social norm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck that, dude.
Or like people that just want, like, oh, I just want you to be my Valentine just for this day. Like, we're not dating or nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just because it's Valentine's
Day.
One girl said she's naming her daughter Valentine. Like, at the bar on Friday, she was like, yeah. Because I was like, happy Valentine. She was like, happy Valentine. She was like, yeah, I love this holiday. It's got to be my favorite holiday of the, like, all of holidays. And I'm like, what? And then she goes, yeah, I love it so much. I'm going to name my daughter Valentine. And I'm like, okay.
You're fucking your daughter over at that point.
Poor daughter.
Poor daughter. Like, would you name your kid the same thing as you and call him, like, Garrick Jr.? I don't know if I would like that. I like the concept of it, but, like, it's not you. Then it's, like, that you're not as unique.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's like, oh, you're thinking of your dad. Or your,
yeah.
You know.
That's why I don't think I would ever do it. I want my kid to be able to make their own, like, mark, mm-hmm. and have, like, their name mean something and it not be like a, oh, your dad's name that, or oh, your mom's name
I get that. This is a weird thing. This is why I have that fucking the 17 tattoo. Everyone in my family has 17 letters in their full name, like first, middle, and last. Uncoincidentally, they didn't even think about that. When
That's tough.
Yeah, so when I found that out sophomore year, I was like, oh, I have to get that tattoo. My dumbass got it, like, worst spot possible. And then I didn't know. So my friend gave it to me, and then I didn't know I had to wrap it up or anything. She just said, like, oh, yeah, you're fine. Just put, like, Vaseline on it. Next day, I got in a hot tub.
Mm.
Bro, that shit scabbed up, got infected. Oh.
Yeah, your friend did you a disservice, brother.
Yeah.
When you get any type of new ink, you gotta.
Yeah, because it was like in my, like, we were. It was like 2 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were just like at a friend's house, and they had a tattoo gun.
Hell yeah. Which, oh, man, yeah, that's crazy.
Bad idea.
When I got mine, I was so scared, because really? I looked up, like, obviously the person that did my tattoo told me what to do and stuff, and, like, a lot of my family mm-hmm. has tattoos. But, of course, me, I was younger, so I, like, researched. Like, what happened?
How old are you?
15.
When you got, okay.
15 or 16. I think it might have been right before my 16th birthday.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm just like, you know, I look up, like, how bad it can get, and it pulls up the worst, like, how bad tattoos can get and stuff, bro. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And mind you, when I got my tattoo, I was down in Tampa during spring break, and the tattoo artist he lives in South Carolina, but he was also down there on vacation. So mm-hmm. I got it down there. And I'm Sorry. Getting on a plane later that day. Like, I get the tattoo, and then I'm getting on a plane. So I'm just going straight to how many germs? Like, bro,
oh,
I used God. Half a roll of fucking Saran wrap to cover that bitch up
that
on the flight.
That thing was not
flight.
Breathing whatsoever.
Nah, bro. Holy. All
right. Time for a word from our proud sponsor, Wava. Introducing the Wava, the last cannabis vaporizer and battery you'll ever need. Wava is the first Bluetooth trackable vape. You can locate your device by simply pinging it with your phone when lost. It also has magnets that you can mount it vertically, keeping your cart upright. It's made of crush-resistant aircraft-grade aluminum and has a massive battery that can last a week with a or can last weeks with USB-C quick charge that only takes 30 minutes. On top of all that, it has a 15-second blinker time, and each Wava purchase plants one tree and donates to any one of three Los Angeles-based charities chosen by three co-founders. So what the fuck are you waiting for? Go get yourself a Wava at wavalabs.com. $10 off for a limited time only.
Link in bio.
Link is in our bio. Click on that link. It'll take you right to their website. Thank you, Jackson and Emmett from Wava. Love you guys.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Back to the rest of the episode. Bro, so, you know, I've been trying to get to, like, a certain weight. Well, I'm on a cut. I'm, like, starting to cut, right? Do you believe in cheat days during your cuts?
I believe in, one or two.
During
the week,
a cut.
It's hard to, dude, we're in college. It's hard to be, persistent.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know if I want to do, because obviously I feel like if I do one cheat meal a week or, like, one cheat day a week, that... It's gonna, what I could do in 2 months is gonna take me 3 months. Like, if I start, like, now really going balls to the wall with it, I could get it done by, like, mid-April down to the weight I want, or I can wait until the end, like, the beginning of summer, essentially. So, start of May if I did a cheat day. So, I think I might try and do, like, this every other week. I get one cheat day, and it would be like a Sunday.
Are you going to designate your cheat days, or are you going to have a...
Nah, I'm going to designate it, because if I don't hold myself to a specific day with it, then I'm going to just...
I feel like for me, I would like... Actually, yeah, that would that'd create
for discipline,
pretty good
discipline. Yeah, for discipline reasons.
For me, I feel like if I had just have a day where I wake up and I'm like, I can't do it today.
And for me, it would be if I have nothing meal prepped.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't feel like cooking. Yeah. I'm going to Panda. I'm
going to
McDonald's.
You know when you're so hungry that like making food sounds like the worst burden ever.
Yes, bro. But you just want food.
You just need food.
Because you don't want to have to wait to cook. Like, you don't want to have to go through the cooking process or something.
You
just want it now. Type
ground beef, ground turkey, chicken. Chicken's the long for me to cook. Chicken takes so long. Only because I've said this multiple times, I got food poisoning from chicken. I don't fuck with raw chicken. So, like, I make sure I'll overcook chicken. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure I'm not getting sick.
Yeah.
Because I season it the type of right way to where it's going to taste good every time.
Yeah.
It's garlic salt, black pepper. Low-key, sometimes I'll just do salt and pepper. But that's when I'm feeling like, okay, fuck you. I know.
I
know.
Even bland,
say
it, bro. You got it.
Bland.
You got
I know,
it. Yeah.
I-